All right, what's happening? I'm back at it with another one. No, it's been a minute, I wanted to, you know, talk about a situation that you probably heard about. You probably saw the video where this woman, she tried to burn down Dr. King's childhood home. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this because growing up as a kid in the 80s and the 90s, you know, that home, you know, it's something that I remember going to on like school field trips, where we would go to also Ebenezer Baptist Church and to the King Center. And then also because my grandmother, when she was still alive, you know, she lived about a 6-minute drive, you know, from Dr. King's childhood home. She stayed on Boulevard Place. So my family, you know, we're very familiar with that area. And, you know, as I got older and I started driving, I would pass by, you know, that house all the time, man. So that area, it has a significant place in history to a lot of people. But I want to show you this video in case you haven't, you know, had a chance to see it. And then just kind of come back with my thoughts about it as usual. So, yeah, let's go ahead and check this one out.
A danger to the community and a potential flight risk. That's what a judge had to say about the woman arrested for attempting to set Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth home on fire. She denied LaNisha Henderson bail, saying she's afraid she might do something similar again.
Ms. Henderson, I did not set a bond in your case today.
Fulton County Magistrate Judge Holly Hughes denied 26-year-old LaNisha Henderson bond Saturday. Hughes gave two reasons for doing it. First, that Henderson doesn't live in Georgia.
She gave an address in a different state, so I find that there is a likelihood that she may not return to court.
Second was the shocking nature of the crime.
I'm extremely concerned about the randomness of this event. There does not seem to be any reason or tie to that particular location. And I do believe that based on that alone, given the complete and utter randomness, that she does pose a danger. I think we all know that this is on video. So, you know, you clearly see what she's doing. The entire thing has been recorded. And she did not want to stop what she was doing. So, Mr. Cazzoli, for today, she will remain in a no-bond status until we have some further information to go forward on. Okay? I do believe that this act would have been completed, but for some citizens jumping in to stop it. And I am leaving her in a no-bond status today as a danger to the community and the community's property.
This video shows Henderson dousing the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr. with gasoline before trying to light it on fire. This video shows two retired New York City police officers, and they're also brothers, who sprang into action.
So I looked to my brother and I said, let's go get him. So we jumped back in our rental red Tesla and chased her down the street. And we saw her trying to run behind a house. We jumped out the car, we chased her behind the home, and we was able to pin her down and apprehend her behind the house.
King's son, Martin Luther King III, says the family and the King Foundation are extremely grateful to these men.
That just goes to show the great humanity of people when they see someone who may be attempting to do something that is terrible.
Now, Henderson is set to have another hearing where her team will get another opportunity to make their case if she should get bond. Federal charges could be on the way as well.
Dang. So we're talking about, man, that's. All right. So you saw what went down. And so this woman, 26-year-old LaNisha Henderson, walked up there with a gas can and a lighter and attempted to set the property on fire, you know. But thankfully, you know, some good Samaritans stepped in and, you know, stopped her before she could proceed. And so she was arrested and charged with second degree attempted arson and interference with government property. And then she was denied bond by a Fulton County judge. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Now, here's something else too. She's a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and according to her father, she was having, I guess, some type of mental health episode, and her family, they were out trying to look for her for 2 days. But I think the big question here is why? Why target this historical landmark? You know, and I think that's what, you know, that's what got a lot of people scratching their heads. Like, why? Like, what kind of point were you trying to make? Because it just doesn't make sense at all. And when you really think about it, this had the potential to grow into a much bigger issue had she succeeded in burning the house down. You know, we're talking about not only Dr. King's childhood home would have been damaged and destroyed, you would have had other people's property that could have been damaged and destroyed in the process. Because I remember growing up, there were families still living in that same neighborhood around Dr. King's home. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, at that time were senior citizens. You know, we're talking about a fire, and we know how quickly a fire can spread. So again, thankfully, there were people there that, you know, stopped her from, you know, setting the place on fire. And as far as this woman having a mental health issue, I mean, I don't know if she was or wasn't. I'm not a mental health expert, but there's something going on in her life, maybe, where this was like a plea for some type of help. I mean, and if it was, this was just the wrong way to go about it. But regardless, I mean, there's going to be some type of punishment and, you know, some consequences for her actions. But if you're going through something to where you don't feel mentally stable enough to, you know, get through your day or your life, you know, don't go out and try to do what she attempted to do. Because if you do, you're going to end up in a situation, you know, like she did, where if there, you know, is an issue, you know, you're only going to make things worse for yourself. Because now she's looking at possibly, you know, federal charges. And, you know, that with that whole thing, I mean, that goes on your record. But now, you know, a lot of people have gone on to her Facebook page. I guess somebody out there found her Facebook page, and, you know, they left all kinds of wild comments and everything. So I went over and checked it out. And just from a quick glance, I mean, everything seemed, I guess, fine or okay. But looks can be deceiving. And just because somebody has it all together on the outside, you don't know, we don't know what's going on the inside, because we're on the outside looking in. And I think we just have to kind of, you know, treat it as such. But hopefully, if this was some kind of mental thing, then hopefully she gets the help that she needs. And once she does, you know, her time, because I'm pretty sure she's probably going to get some kind of time behind it. But once she does her time, she can get out and try to move on with her life as best as she possibly can. But it's going to be hard, because now it's been, this made national news. So who knows, man? But, you know, like I said, the question is just why, you know, why attempt to do this? So that's it. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.